Hello, I'm Jen Taylor, host of the Design Your Wedding Business podcast. I am letting you know that I have created a great quiz that will help you figure out which of the eight CEOs you need to be working on and the tasks that would benefit you the most. I hope you hop down to the show notes, click the link, and take the quiz. I promise it's a quick 2-minute quiz, and I can't wait to see what your feedback is. Thank you. Hey, I'm Jen Taylor, and you're listening to Design Your Wedding Business. As a wedding business coach, I've made it my mission to help creative entrepreneurs build streamlined workflows, processes, and procedures so they can grow their business and spend time on what they love the most, their craft, their family, and their lives. I understand how you feel, and I know it may not be fun to put in the work to build a well-oiled machine, but luckily for you, that's what I love to do. On this podcast, I'm teaching you how to take the stress and chaos out of your business, remove the guesswork, and discover a clear, profitable path to sustainable growth. Let's get started. Hi, Jen Taylor. Welcome to Design Your Wedding Business Podcast. This is episode number 13. It is about finding your niche or niche, whatever you want to say. So the marketing and the product officers, hats, strategic areas of your business, creating your niche meshes these two together. It's more than just who you work with. It's also about you and your talents and strengths. So when you start thinking about this, this is a good place to start. Talents and strengths. But it's not just for the newbies. Like your niche changes all the time. It's like your ideal client. It's something that needs to be reviewed. It's something that needs to be living. It's not a one and done thing. Nothing in your business is. It's really about looking at that yearly. This is a good yearly task. Is this still who I want to work with? Is this still my ideal client? Is this still my niche? Is it still there? So get a pen, get a piece of paper. I'm going to give you some questions to think about on finding your niche. Question number one, what do you do better than anyone else? What are the things that make you unique? What is unique about your work and or product that sets you apart? Who do you want to work for? And that goes back to your ideal client as well, which we'll get into in the next episode. Who will benefit the most from your talents and expertise? What are your talents and strengths within the market? So for me, if I go back and go through these questions myself, what do I do better than anyone else? As a planner, I was a great logistical planner, great project manager, worked well with pulling in a team together and making sure we were all on the same page and not being the micromanager. What is unique about your work that sets me apart? I've been called a taskmaster. I've been called a logistical planner. Those are all true. Who do I want to work for? This changed dramatically from 2004 to 2020. You know, 2004 through 2020, that changed all the time. You know, every 2 to 3 years, I'm like, you know what? I was working with a lot of mothers of the brides for a while. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe this is my niche. Maybe this is my thing. My ideal client is mothers of the brides because I got them. But then as I grew, I'm like, well, I really like working with an older couple. I started planning when I was in the business and I was 33. So I'm like, I want to kind of work with people that are around closer to my age, maybe a little bit older, maybe a second marriage. So then I started looking at that. Who will benefit the most from your talents and expertise? With this, it never changed. It was somebody who realized that having a logistical planner will make their day run smoother and not somebody who was doing both the design, the floral, and the planning, unless somebody took over the design and floral on the day. So that was my strength. What were my talents and strengths within the market? I was well connected. I made sure my clients had the tools they needed to make their wedding planning easy and fun. So that's kind of finding your niche. So then you look to your values, your goals, your mission statement, and your niche to then kind of decide the brand. Not kind of, it is. It's defining your brand. And this is where the marketing hat comes on. The brand creates the perceived value and defines the limit of success for your business. So the focus on your brand to build the reputation and drive every aspect of your business plan. So this can go to an ideal client. This can go to creating your brand. This can go to creating their niche. It's all kind of interchangeable. This kind of section here is really a lot of intermeshing. So make a wish list. What does that ideal client look like? What does your niche look like? Who do you want to do business with? Describe that customer in great detail. And we'll go through a lot of this next week as well. What are their likes and dislikes? What are their preferences? What are their personalities? Make a list of what you do best. List out your accomplishments, your achievements. Identify the most important lessons you've learned in life. Look at the patterns that reveal your style and approach to resolving problems. I try to build with consensus. Describe your customer's worldview. Again, that radio station, what's in it for me, the WIIFM. What are your talents and strengths within the market? Again, it goes back to that question within the niche. Where does your company fit in the market? What is that sweet spot? What is that niche? What does your brand say about your personality, your voice? Describe products and services, but this time from your customer's point of view. How does this compare to how you described your point of view in your products and services? So does your products and services fit a need for your target market? Again, we just talked about that last week. How do they line up with your mission statement? What makes them different from anything else offered in the market? So those are all things about building that brand, building that niche, creating that ideal client. Some people say ideal clients first. Some people say niches first. It's going to be a whole, as I said, it's a whole month of talking about product, niche, ideal client. What are you offering? What's in it for your clients? What's in it for you? All of that comes together in this month. And really finding that niche is a huge part of it. And don't be afraid to change your niche. In the last year, I've changed my niche multiple times. I should probably say the last 2 years. I wanted to work within the wine industry. I had gotten a certification of business, pretty much a business of wine director of operations. I'm a director of operations overall. I wanted to work in the wine industry. And then I still want to work in weddings. So where was that going to land? For me, it ended up going, you know what? I have 15 plus years, I don't even count, of wedding industry, wedding background, knowing the event industry. Why am I trying to start something new within the wine industry? I already have a great reputation within the wedding industry. So why change? Why change my niche? So then you look into that deeper. Is that planners over that have been in business in 3 years? Is it brand new planners? Is it anybody in the wedding industry? That's where you start building that. You get more information as you go along. So don't be afraid to change your niche. Don't be afraid to look at that and go, this isn't working for me. And as I said, I did mine once a year. Again, this is all things, you know, we'll talk about pricing too and your offerings, things like that. You know, you review more, but this, you may want to touch base and look at that and go, okay, is this still who I am? Is this still who I want to service? And you can go back. I mean, you can go back and look and listen to the mission, vision, and values and say, is this still my mission? Because it's kind of the same as, is this my niche? So have a great week. That's all I have to say about niches. I can just start repeating myself. So have a good week and we'll see you next week. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Design Your Wedding Business. If you love what you're learning each week, please let me know by leaving a rating and a review. And while you're there, don't forget to follow the show so you don't miss out on any new episodes. As always, you can head over to my website, jentaylorconsulting.com, to check out all the links and resources from this episode in the show notes. I'll talk to you all next week.